Everybody ready for meditation? Invoking the inner friend. Just let your body and mind relax. Really in the presence of the Atma, in the presence of Ishwara, in the presence of your own being. The inner friend is just the voice of the Buddhi speaking for your own presence of self. Because everything has been objectified, the Buddhi really is just filled with your own presence. And coming into relationship with everything that you objectify, subject to object. So the Buddhi, gently focusing on your own being. Becomes the inner friend. Your body, your mind. Spend a minute with your body, seeing if there's any agitations, physical agitations, that you can mentally massage or suggest. Focusing on that area suggests that it just relax. Feeling appreciation for your body. Present to your mind, the conscious mind. Just ask, are there any concerns that you want me to be aware of for the day? What needs to be done today? What are the worries of the day? attention when you are ready to the little ones inside. Just spend some time seeing how everybody's doing. Thank you. attention to Bhagawan and just say like prayer or come into relationship with Ishwara, just telling everything that's going on and what it is you really want with your life, what it is you're working on, what you want to be, what's important to you. Just let yourself, let the buddhi surrender or come into relationship with Ishwara as the one who's greater than the buddhi, the one who contains the buddhi. Let the buddhi dissolve into Ishwara in prayer. if there are difficult people or difficult situations in your life that you're facing right now, in your prayer to Bhagavan, one thing that is useful is just think of that relationship or that situation and how you would like it to be, how you would like to be in that relationship or in that situation. You can't control how the other person is, you can't control the situation, but you can imagine and pray for how you would like to be in that situation. You see them all, they're all sadhanas for us. But you can pray and visualize how you would like to be. I think for Swamiji that prayer transformed itself into just a natural sankalpa, a natural practice, a natural way of being because of hard work and practice. Say, let no person, no situation disturb or overwhelm my knowledge. Jnana Nishtha, the commitment is to my knowledge. Let me be objective. Internal and external. Sure, a jivyasu, that might come. to my knowledge, not to samsara. If I'm a jnani with pradipandikas, various obstructions, immaturities, again, let my commitment be to my knowledge, not to samsara, not to jiva srishti. Let my commitment be to Ishwara srishti.